This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, welcome to this day. Welcome to this life. Welcome to this podcast. Welcome to you, to your world. Because you know what I've realized is every day we wake up, we've been given the opportunity to awaken to a fresh start. You know, when the Bible says His mercies are new every morning, that really is a go-getter for me because I realize today I have a new batch of mercy and grace and compassion and love, and I have a new way of thinking that I can shift into my reality. So today might not bring with me what yesterday brought to me, and that's good. So today I have a brand new start where I can retrain my mind, think new things, you know, take a deep breath and change today maybe of something that happened yesterday. And it's empowering to know that every day there is a new batch of mercy for me. I can change and I can change my world. That's what's beautiful about living life is, you know what, things don't always hold over your head. Other people might hold things over your head, but what's really important to know is that you don't hold over your head. Because once you find the power of forgiveness and realize that maybe the damage you've done, or realize the trouble you've caused, or maybe the thought that you've manifested. The good thing is, you know what? You don't allow that. You don't have to allow that to condemn you. You can allow that to forgive yourself and begin to correct that by doing the opposite. That's what repentance means, basically. Just doing the opposite, to where you can be able to shift from a negative over here, go the opposite direction, and create a positive out of it. That's what's beautiful about life. It really is. And so every one of you have been given that right, the opportunity, and that power today. And I want to encourage all of you to take that power. Take your power back today and say, you know what? I have messed up, but today's a new day. Today, there's a dawning of a new morning with mercy, and I can be able to apply that mercy towards myself and my wrong actions and my unforgiveness towards people or towards myself or the damage I've done. I can apply that and shift my life today. So today, you've been given a beautiful day to shift, a beautiful day. And I would say this to each one of you today is ask yourself the question today. You might be listening to this maybe late at night, during the night. You might be listening to this maybe at 5 o'clock p.m. as you're getting ready to get off work. You might be listening to this on your lunch break at noon. You might be listening to this at 8 a.m. as you're just getting to work. Or maybe you just listen to it as you're at home in your leisure time. Maybe you're on vacation. However, the beautiful thing about life is every one of us have been given this life, this privilege to sleep, to awake, to enjoy the darkness and enjoy the light. Think about that. So no one on planet Earth says, man, I wish I could enjoy, you know, days like you. Well, you can, because you wake up like I do. You wake up to the dawning of a new day like I do. You know, you see the sunrise, you see the sun, you know, set, and you sleep in the nighttime and you see it's dark outside at nighttime. So everybody has the same privilege in the sense of experiencing days, and how your days are created is literally and merely up to the individual. That's what's beautiful. Everybody has a day. Think about this for a moment, folks. Everybody has been given days. Everybody has. And days actually don't house definitions for them. You know, the dawning of a new day doesn't approach every morning and say, today, Jeremy, I'm going to deliver you a bunch of hell. I'm going to deliver you a bunch of backbiting. And today I'm going to give you, you know, or joy. Or I'm going to deliver to you bad food or good food, you know, or an upset stomach today or a joyful stomach. You know, I mean, the day doesn't do that to me because the day doesn't have a thought about that. What I impregnate the day with is what the day wants me to do. I want you to think about that. So I sort of call this basically, what is your day asking for? What is your day asking for? And I think when we begin to sort of get out of the rut or the mindset of humanity and understand that, you know what, we don't need to live in the daily grind of everyday life where we just wake up, we go to work, we do this, we do that. We need to begin to experience the dawning of a new day where things are happening and your day comes, your day begins, that everybody has, and then you begin to incorporate into the day, hey, you know what, my day is not telling me what's going to happen, my day's asking me what, you know, because it doesn't have a thought. It just carries out the command. That's what's so beautiful about life is everybody on planet Earth, in India, in Saskatchewan, in Russia, in, you know, Mexico to, you know, Spain, all the way over, you know, to India or Taiwan. You know, everyone has a day. Everyone has an evening and a night. And the day will always ask you pretty much, or sit, it'll sit still until you basically impregnate it with what you want it to have. Hey, today I'm going to have a good day. Today I'm going to begin to manifest this. Today I'm going to go back to school. Today I'm going to learn online. Today I'm going to invest in the stock market. Today I'm going to start an online business. Today I want to have a day full of joy and gladness and happiness. And you know what? The day says, okay, great, good. I'm glad that's what you put your order in. I'm glad that's what you want today because my mercy is new every morning. And if God says His mercy is new every morning, that means you already are starting off on a positive. Think about that. You're already starting on a positive. And why would God give us mercy every day? Let's think about that for a moment. Out of all the things, why doesn't God say, you know, my prosperity is new every morning, or my this is and that is new every morning? Why does God say mercy? Because I believe in my spirit, I believe that mercy needs to be given to all of us so we can have mercy upon ourselves from the day before. That we can look and have mercy upon ourselves, and that's really where you begin to look at your life and begin to really say, you know what? I can't really order my day unless I truly have mercy upon my former day, until I have mercy upon myself, until I begin to really apply that mercy and grace upon me to say, I maybe don't be so hard on yourself today, Jeremy. You know, don't come hard on yourself. Don't unforgive. You know, find yourself at a place where I'm showing myself mercy and giving that to my day to say, no matter what this day holds, I speak mercy into it. And that means it's going to, you know, pull into, you know, forgiveness. It's going to pull into grace. It's going to pull into love. It's going to pull into mercy. Because mercy is that powerful. And so no wonder why He says His mercy is anew every morning, because we need mercy upon ourselves to say, ah, you know what? I can't come hard on myself of what happened. I need to give myself a mercy today. Why? Because mercy sort of hits the refresh button. Mercy opens up the door for you to say, I surrender and I forgive. Me, everyone else, or yesterday, I show myself mercy and I forgive. And the moment that happens, you hit the refresh button to say, now that I've taken care of the hard things and I'm no longer, you know, boggled down with my own judgment, my own condemnation, what can I say today or do today that will count, that will make a difference? What can I begin to incorporate into today? And that's when you start afresh anew. So no wonder why we need God's mercy every day upon our lives, upon ourselves, upon other people, upon our days, upon the judgments we set upon ourselves, because mercy overrides all that. And the thing I love about the book of James is it says mercy triumphs over judgment. So you could say it this way: what is the opposite of mercy? Judgment. That's what it does. It counteracts the opposite. So because of that, you have to put mercy into that place of your life where it counteracts the judgment you make upon yourself. I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'll never be anything. My job will never take off. I'll never start this business. I'll never have new clients. Because mercy says, yes, you will. Mercy says, don't be hard on yourself. Mercy says, hey, you know what? You can do this. Hey, you know what? You got this. You know, quit saying this over yourself. Mercy coaches you with a soothing ointment of love that says, stop saying those horrible things. Forgive yourself and all the things maybe in the past you didn't know or you didn't do or you couldn't do or whatever, and just start afresh and new, but counteract that judgment you're making against yourself. And what happens is your day then opens up to say, now then, once again, let's start again today. What do you want today for this moment or this hour or these next 5 hours? What do you want today? And so you've got to begin to speak and decree and declare and manifest by working out of mercy, by working out of mercy. And when you do, everything begins to flow so much better, so much smoother. Why? Because your day now is not boggled down with judgments and harsh sayings and hard things and critical things and thinking. And you know, you're not starting off with a heavy baggage here. But you release your baggage through mercy to say, wow, I do feel better. And guess what? Your mind clears up. Mercy helps your mind clear up. When you have judgment upon yourself or the people have made that judgment upon you, your mind is so cluttered and boggled down with, is that right? Yes, I'm horrible. You know, is that true? Yes, I did do that. like, oh my gosh, look how stupid I am. Mercy helps release you from all the toxicity of baggage. And mercy helps you begin to start the day to say, wow, I'm no longer boggled down. I can begin to start afresh and anew today. That's what mercy does. And mercy is beautiful at what it does. It does a great job. And I want to encourage every one of you today in today's podcast, just really that message is when you wake up tomorrow morning, focus on what I just told you mercy does for you. And let mercy override. Let mercy take over. Just submit and humble yourself to mercy. And all of a sudden, in a couple of minutes, you'll find yourself coming to the top of the water, breathing, saying, oh, wow, I feel better. Like, I really feel better. Like, I can really think. And why am I feeling so positive at the moment? Because you've allowed the weapon of mercy as a sword to cut asunder, to break the power of judgment over you, to break condemnation, to break your low self-esteem, to break all those horrible things you say of yourself and what other people have said about yourself. And you've released yourself. And so now you can think clearly to say, wow, you know what? Let's see. Well, what can I do today now? Let me think about that for a moment. I do want to manifest this today. I do want this today. I want to encounter happy people because I'm a happy person. And all of a sudden, you get back to the normalcy of you, of who you are. And when you do that, your day does go good. So mercy is very good for you, folks. It's good for all of us. So that's how you start off manifestation. That's how you begin your day to say, what is it now that do I really want? You can't really start off manifestation until you really understand the power of forgiveness and mercy. And it's such a helpful, wonderful breather to start your day off with. So I just want to leave you guys with that today in this podcast. I believe many of you needed that today, and I believe you needed that sort of baggage removed from you, and I can't do it for you, but what you can do is you can do it for yourself by taking on God's mercy and saying, Lord, apply that mercy as ointment to me because I really need it right now. And if you don't feel it, no big deal. When you wake up tomorrow morning, guess what? You'll then feel, wow, what can I say at this moment? Because I feel this mercy knocking at my door saying, do you want to receive me? If you do, you can have a beautiful day today. And I can open that door for you to help create a beautiful day. But you got to go through me first. That's what mercy says. You got to go through me first and relinquish all the toxicity and the baggage. And when you do, yeah, today will be good because then you can create a day that you want. Folks, thank you so much for tuning into this day's podcast. I really believe in every one of you. I believe every one of you have the potential, the power, the gifting, the anointing. I believe you have it in you to create a beautiful life. But you need to be able to understand, first of all, that you have the right and the ability. God's given you that power to say, I love you enough not to go before you and force a good life on you or force a bad life. Because if God forces a good life upon you, then what happens to those who have a bad life? Does that mean God just literally said, for you, your day's going to suck. Your day's going to go horrible. No. He's letting you know that today I've given you everything you need to life and godness. And I want you to be able to have the mercy and the grace upon yourself to really create what you want out of today. And some people do create bad days. Some people do create, you know, hostility and judgment and condemnation upon themselves because my life is moody and I'm a Scrooge and humbug, you know. And you create that. Or either you can say, let me pop out of that mindset and take a drink of mercy and wow, I feel better already. It's your daily medication. So you have that choice today. So I want you to take on that today. And once again, as always, thank you for tuning in to this amazing podcast. I hope it maybe give you an eye-opener today because I know it did for me. And as always, don't forget, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. I've just launched out my brand new book, okay? Brand new book. You guys are going to love it. It's called Is Food Spiritual? The subtitle is called The Vibration of Foods We Eat. I'm going to teach you something that is medically fact, scientifically facts, when it deals with vibration, the colors of foods, how your body needs a color, different colors of foods, and what happens. So if you want to sit aside dieting and you want to get into the realm of understanding food, all of a sudden you'll be like, whoa, so my body and soul does have a connection, yes. And my soul does affect my weight, yes. And foods of colors affect, and the vibrations, did you know food has different vibrations, folks? Affects my molecular structure and my body, yes. So why don't you throw away dieting and let's get into this, and your life will go a lot easier. So order today my book. You can download the ebook or order the book by paperback, and my team will ship it out to you. Order the book, Is Food Spiritual? On identitynetwork.net. As always, thank you guys, and don't forget to create the day you was meant to live out today. God bless.
has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.